And when you're talking about helping people, you set up conferences, you help deal with their healing at a distance, that's doing lift.
It can be doing lift, or it can be doing the process to help them figure out what modalities would work for them. We call that AMPS, Alt-Med Prioritization System, so that if you come to me with X physical problem, we'll work down this list of 40 or 50 modalities and practitioners I have, asking which one or which ones are closest on a scale of 0 to 10 to being perfect to help you. And usually we'll find maybe something at 8.7 and one at 9 and 1.9.3. Here are the three that probably you ought to be checking out. And if I happen to know of a good practitioner, here's a practitioner that I can suggest.
And so AltMed folks, the AltMed community, is there some unifying way that you know each other rather than just running on the street?
Actually, the AltMed community is a lot like Quakers. They tend to be very fractured and very diverse.
And not have a good website?
And often not have a good website. In fact, the reason I started the monthly healers gatherings was because I became aware in these cities, Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, and Indianapolis, Indiana, there was no central way for people doing healings or interested in alternative medicine to get to know each other. And I thought, well, heck, if once a month we have a gathering, then people get to know each other. So it can be very, very fragmented that way. And in fact, I created the title AltMed when I realized that there are all these people doing interesting things, but there's no central brand, if you will, organizing concept to say, okay, this is not going to get paid for by insurance, if nothing else. So, and frankly, there's a lot of AltMed that is personally, I think, rather dubious, but they're not ones that I recommend.